Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Miss football.
And together, they are Stiney and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Well, I'm going to assume everybody's feeling a little bit better today than they did yesterday. After the bad news sunk in, and now
and now
it's the day to attack the problems. It's the day to attack the problems if you're the San Francisco 49ers, Gil.
Yeah, and you're talking to me. Evan had to put a straight jacket on me. It's Operation Make the Playoffs, right? And that's what it was before. And now, as sad as it was yesterday, and I don't know how Niner fans are feeling where you go from here, but where you go from here is try to take down a good Atlanta team that looked good last night beating Buffalo at home. So we'll see what it is, Stiney. I'll react to new information. How about that? And good morning.
Good morning. Just let's get some news out of the way, 49er related, so we're all starting from the same place. Kyle Shanahan talked yesterday. Here's some stuff I gleaned.
Okay.
And we all gleaned. Yeah. Apparently Ayuk is not close still, and the earliest they're talking is week 10. So that's a month away at best.
Okay.
It sounds like George Kittle's going to practice this week, and it feels like he's going to play.
All right, George!
He talked about Purdy, and he said he expected Purdy to do a little more this week, but to
there
me it sounds like Mac Jones is still going to
play.
So
no Purdy, you don't think, this Sunday night?
No.
All right.
It doesn't sound like it to me.
All right. Give me some Pearsall.
Pearsall, they're going to figure out on Wednesday once he gets into practice.
All right.
So that's basically where we are.
All right. And you're 4-2. And the NFC to me, Stiney, as you didn't ask, but I'll tell you, wide open. And again, forget what what my gut tells me. They got to go out and execute and get it done. And this will be their first game without, you know, their heart and soul, Fred Warner. So we'll see how you attack it, but I wonder how much of Niner Empire or Niner Nation or just the Niner fans at all, what they're feeling today. Do you feel like, okay, it's in the rear view, the injury. Any team has experienced more than us, let me know. But the bottom line is you go forward. And, Stiney, how do you do that and how good are they when they take the field Sunday night at home against the Atlanta Falcons?
Yeah, I think the question that a lot of fans are wondering about is, do you try to make a move right now and acquire somebody to help this team out right now? The problem is that you know you're going to play the rest of the year without Warner and without Bosa. And so then the question becomes, is it worth it to bring a guy in here short term as opposed to maybe looking for a guy who they could acquire and he'd be on the roster at least multiple years? And so how do you balance, like, they're 4-2, which is good.
Yeah, no doubt.
But they're without their two best defensive players and will be. So what do you do now as the trading deadline is? I think we're at about the 3 week mark from the trade deadline.
Well,
let me get that exactly.
I'm gonna say this, and I appreciate the question. I'm gonna say this to that, as you, Evan, and I discussed in the green room, Steiny. You know, as you get closer to the deadline, are you 6-2? You know, are you 5-3? Are you 4-4? Nobody wants to hear that. But damn, I got to tell you this, Steiny. I don't know the Niners' identity right now. And, you know, if I'm John Lynch, and I say this all the time, or Kyle Shanahan, and I'm going to say this to you and throw it back to me. You know, I'm one of those big believers. You owe it to Draymond. You owe it to Steph. And we're watching the Warriors do that, if you agree with it or not. But now without Bosa and Warner, who do you really owe it to go all in for at this juncture? Trent Williams? McCaffrey? And those could be sufficient answers. I'm asking you, but if I'm John Lynch, I just wonder, what are the ramifications of what transpired Sunday? Not just with the loss, but with the green dot. Who's going to be our new Fred Warner? And those are the questions I have. And Steiny, I guess I'm going to be a slave to the results. And I think maybe this week and next week are going to have me, from a fan perspective, you know, I'll have clarity on which direction I want to go, because I'm trying not to do you. You're rubbing off on me on the macro. This old line needs to be rebuilt. So do I hold on to capital and draft picks thinking about that? Or am I thinking about the future and the wrong thing right now when you're 4-2 and you're trying to get to the postseason? I don't know. Do I want to naturally let that play out and not go get frisky and spin something? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I can just tell you where I'm at, and
tell me.
888-957-9570. Obviously, I want the fans to jump in here. For me, right now, I'm not going to do a thing. Let's put it this way.
All right.
I'm not doing anything where I'm acquiring a player who's a free agent at the end of the year. Like, I'm not giving up any draft capital for somebody who's only going to be here for a little over half the year.
And why is that? What's the biggest?
Because I don't want to give up a draft pick for a guy whose position we're going to have to replace at the end of the year anyway.
Okay, I got you.
So the way I look at it.
So that's a rental, basically.
Yeah. So the way I look at it is, you're 4-2. You have 3 games before the deadline, because the deadline's November 4th.
Wow, it's coming.
Yeah. So I'm not doing anything right now. And I'll think about it after we're 5-2 or 4-3. And then I'll think about it after we're, you know, 4-4 or 6-2 or 5-3.
Yeah.
But right now, I got to see how we respond. And the next 2 weeks to me are gonna show you if you really do have an opportunity to continue to challenge for the division.
I love that, and I agree wholeheartedly. So those next two are obviously Atlanta and home, and do you know, and I should, where the Texan game is at?
At Houston.
Okay, so right now you're thinking, you know, and I heard Bonte joining, you know, Spadoni and Shasky on the roast, and I agreed wholeheartedly with them, Steiny, and we kind of talked about it yesterday. I just think that that caveat that was a good caveat about, hey, the Niners got an easy schedule, went out the window with what I deem uncertainty now on the defensive side of the ball, losing Warner. But when I brought up to you, or I said out loud, who do you owe maybe going all in for? And there's no wrong answer, but it's the OGs, right? It's McCaffrey, right? It's Trent Williams. It's those guys that you would owe. And I guess it's the whole team, obviously. But, you know, if I looked at it through that prism, it's Trent and McCaffrey, right?
Yeah, but I don't owe them anything.
Then you might, and I'm saying, if you're
a damn thing,
Lynch might think, I paid you.
What I owe is... to make, if there's a move out there that makes us better now and in the future, well, then you do it. But I'm not mortgaging anything, and mortgaging is way too strong a word. But if you look, the 49ers, they have their first and second and third round picks all, you know, each of them for the next 3 years. So there's no, like, they have them. So I don't know that I'm going to be real careful if I'm giving up, you know, let's say a top 3 round pick for somebody who doesn't ensure that we're gonna be successful, and by the way, what's his status moving forward?
Yeah, I agree totally. So these next two games, obviously, you know, it's Operation Playoffs, but do I want to go all in if I don't think we're a championship team
exactly.
to get there? And that's where I'm at. So we'll see.
Here's the other thing. Am I fair in saying, okay, if the 49ers are looking to make a move, offensively, I mean, the only thing offensively I would think they would need is an offensive lineman or two.
Three. Right.
But what I'm saying is you don't need a quarterback, you don't need a running back, you don't need a tight end, and you don't need receivers. The hope's got to be that in 2 or 3 weeks you're going to be almost whole in those spots, minus Ayuk. So I think we're talking about somebody on defense.
Yeah, my goodness.
But that's the problem. You're missing Warner and Bosa. So who you got to give up on the fact that you're going to get a Warner and Bosa, right?
Well, it's easier to get a pass rusher than it is the linebacker, the Ray Lewis, the Fred Warner type. So I'm with you. But, man, this thing, you know, I'm trying to be positive, Stoney. It stinks. And the reality is you'll be without Fred Warner. And I am curious as to D winners, who's going to be that, you know, that green dot? Who's going to be the new quarterback? And how would that, you know, how will that play? But I do think they're playing for, if they can stack these next two wins, maybe Lynch and Shanny getting frisky at the deadline.
888-957-9570. How would you like the 49ers to handle things where they're at right now? Should they go out and look for reinforcements right now, even if it might cost them a little draft capital down the line? Or are you waiting and seeing? Or are you saying, I'm not likely to do anything like that and let the whole year play out? 888-957-9570. Today, we've got Steve Wyche and Jeff Chedia, both of the NFL, NFL.com and NFL Network. Steve Wyche is going to join us at 11, Jeff Chedia at 1 o'clock. So we're heavy on football today, although the Warriors start in a week.
And they got a game tonight, Portland.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Don't forget this Sunday night, the kickoff show with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings will be live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale starting at 3 o'clock. They'll have all the early games on, and the beer garden will be rocking with a DJ and bartender serving Gold Bar Whiskey Specials. If you're going to the game, you can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now. First come, first served. Go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 957thegame.com, to sign up now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And here is Jake Moody. Snap a bit high. Kick is good. And the Bears win. Jake Moody, a hero tonight.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Let's talk about it, Steiny. Go ahead, you start.
I was a big Jake Moody fan, and he deserved to lose his job. I lost that one. But I got to tell you, Niner fans, you could come back and get in line because a lot of people that wanted him out, Niner fans, are mad if you're happy for him, and I think that's a character flaw.
Why would somebody be not – why would
– oh, you're doing it now. You didn't do it for us. Oh, it was all over Twitter. Be happy for the dude. Be happy for your ex. Yeah, you broke up with her.
I'm not she found disagreeing happiness. With you at all.
Yeah. Dude, I thought he was going to miss.
You got the YouTube chat up?
No.
Oh, because we had a super chat, but I'm not going to read it.
All right, I'll read it. Hold on. Let me go right now.
I'm not reading it.
Hold on.
Give me I'm not reading it.
You got to cover me. Hold on.
Okay, right. I will.
Super chat. Truth. Guru, why do you force your hair to be like a white guy? What does that mean?
I got nice hair.
What does that mean? You never heard that before. Sorry, man, all I do is comb it, man. Relax. Anyway, that's a compliment.
I might go viral.
Yeah. Anyway, if you hated on Jake in the red and gold, you could still be happy for him that he's doing it in the shy.
Just root for him except for the game against the Niners later on in the season. But I'll tell you this, don't let him kick the game winner against you. Wouldn't that be unreal, that game?
Oh, I forgot. They got Chicago. No,
they got Chicago, yeah. Baby.
You are right.
Oh, battle of kickers.
Hey, but don't hate the dude, man. I know you're not, but some people, you fired him. Yeah, Niners broke up with him.
Yeah, it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah. Made four kicks, though. Wow.
We're talking about the 49ers and where they are right now in their season. We know they're 4-2, and we know they're without Fred Warner and Nick Bosa for the rest of the year. Trade deadline is November 4th. That's three games from now. So the 49ers will have three more games. Evan, off the top of your – do we know who they play after the Texans?
I think the Rams.
Yeah.
The Rams. Okay, so their next three games are the Falcons.
No, sorry, at New York and then the Rams.
Okay, so the next three games are Falcons. Then they have the
Texans.
I am totally
at Houston.
Spacing. And then the Giants. Yeah. Then they're at the Giants. So
little spunky team now, the Giants. Scataboo and Dart.
All right, so they got three games till the trade deadline. They're 4-2. They're 3-0 in the division. So the question we're asking is, what do you do with this team? How aggressive do you want to be if you want to try to, I think, strengthen the defense? This is what Kyle Shanahan said yesterday, right. And we'll kind of play off it and try to decipher what he's getting at. This is Shanahan from yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we were being that aggressive. I mean, we're looking for things that make sense for our team right now and in the future. You know, not having Fred makes that harder. But it's, you know, I don't see a big difference between Sunday before that game started and today. You know, it definitely hurts losing a guy like Fred, but in terms of people who are available that can improve our team for this year and next year, I don't see the situation that much different.
All right. Interesting.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, because we never have this intel. We think we do, and that's what's beautiful about what we do at the station, right? In Sports Talk Radio, fans have a forum to give their opinion. Coming out of this season, Steiny, we don't know what Kyle's goal was. Obviously, it's to win the Super Bowl. But, you know, deep in their gut, Kyle and John, they know, or it matters what they feel this team can achieve, and they won't ever share that. But these next three games, I think if you go 2-1, and I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt, if they think they got action or they're a Super Bowl team, maybe you spend some capital in regard to draft picks. Right now, to me, with the state of this O-line, my draft next year, I mean, 99.9% of that is me going that direction. So I don't know if I would – I don't want to call it a fool's errand. You know, go get something, a rental, and waste that capital – but still really not got to, you know, bring a guy in here that could help our defense to where we might go on a run. We could go on a run.
I want to play it one more time because there was something that I caught in there that I think is key to the future and maybe even the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we were being that aggressive. I mean, we're looking for things that make sense for our team right now and in the future. You know, not having Fred makes that harder, but it's, you know, I don't see a big difference between Sunday before that game started and today. You know, it definitely hurts losing a guy like Fred, but in terms of people who are available that can improve our team for this year and next year, I don't see the situation that much different.
All right, so here's what I'm hearing there, that the urgency to do something has not changed. That what I heard him say was before the game, you know, yeah, we were not, you know, we were kind of not really aggressive, but we're always listening. And if we can help our team now and in the future, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Warner gets hurt and he says, I don't really feel much different than I did before the game in terms of that. But what he did say that I think is interesting is, you know, talking about getting somebody in here for the next year or two. So it feels to me like they don't want
a rental.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds
like. Shout out Blockbuster.
Now, maybe, you know what? Maybe they get to 6-3 and they feel differently and they feel like a player might be, you know, make a difference, then you do it. But I think where they're at right now, Kyle Shanahan seems to be saying, you know, for the next week or two, I think we're in evaluation mode again.
Yeah. And, you know, they got three, I'll just say it from my vantage point, three tough games. But, you know, I was just thinking about how somber it was yesterday and for some fans the rest of the season losing Fred Warner. But I just did a rerun, Stoney. I'm thinking about, man, this team's lost Bosa. And I know Bosa's not Warner, but he's that important. You're paying him everything under the sun. So if any team is used to, you know, the injury, you know, situation just being dire, it's the 49ers. So I'm dare not saying Fred's just another guy. But, man, Steiny, when you talk about replacing a guy up front in Bosa and now a guy, your best linebacker, your best defender, arguably your best player, it's just like, what are you actually looking for when you go shopping? How close can you come to filling those voids?
I mean, the thing
– or do you just ride it out?
I mean, the other thing is – What Kyle Shanahan can't say is, well, now that we lost Fred, we're done.
No, and he'll so no, that's loser mentality.
He's got to kind of downplay it as next man up, but all the same while recognizing that Warner's a special player. So I agree with him that I don't think it changes their urgency level right now, but he also doesn't want to give up on the season by talking like they can't overcome this, even though we all know it's going to be tough. Let's go to James. James is in San Mateo. What's going on, James? How you doing, man?
How you doing? I just want to know what you guys think of my opinion regarding the Niners quarterback. I know Mac Jones is not a diamond in the rough, but he reminds me of the heart of the old school, the Steve Young, the Joe Montana. You know, I think Mac Jones could have played old school football. I mean, he's playing like a wounded duck. I mean, he's getting shots for pain. I mean, I think he takes it personal. You know what I mean? I mean, I think Purdy, I'm sorry, but when I think of Purdy, I think more of a, like I said, Mac Jones, I think of a young Montana, like tough, you know,
right.
He proved that.
Right.
When I think of Purdy, I think more of like Alex Smith, Garoppolo, you know.
Right.
And I'm wondering, I'm seriously wondering, like, do you guys think that the Niners, I mean, no one wants to admit, you know, like, okay, we paid him, so we're going to play him, you know? And here's Mac Jones taking shots for pain when Purdy has, I'm sure turf toe is, you know, really bad. But I don't think it's like as bad as your damn leg's going to fall off from the knee down and you're throwing up on the sideline because you're so exhausted. Do you guys think that they're using Purdy's toe injury because they don't want to admit to, holy crap, look what we got now?
You say it before I say it.
I don't
appreciate
think so.
Call.
Like when you're talking about toughness, I mean, yeah, Mac Jones has put together some gutsy performances here. I'm a little leery of saying, well, he's tougher than Brock Purdy. he's different than Brock Purdy, and he might be able to take more of a shot than Brock Purdy.
And these injuries are different as well.
So. Yeah, I don't know that he's tougher than Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy's been pretty, I think he's pretty tough.
Yeah.
So, but what they do have is they've got a quarterback who's the number two quarterback who's played pretty well in the absence of Brock Purdy, and it seems like this injury that Brock Purdy has is a little more iffy than we thought, and so it looks like Mac Jones is going to quarterback again on Sunday against the Falcons, and then we'll see who does it against the Texans.
Yeah, and, you know, I got to check myself, and maybe you can help me, because last week I was all gung-ho, banging the drum of give Brock Purdy 3 to 4 to 5 weeks. Just give him that time. But, Steiny, I don't know why. Maybe it's the loss in Tampa. I don't know why I'm a bit stunned. And he hadn't been declared out this Sunday. But you really feel like it's going to be Mac again to give Brock that some more rest, right?
Well,
I don't know why I'm conflicted on that. I thought maybe, and it's still a football game, four quarters, but I thought because it's Sunday night, you kind of, you know, things are not shaky, but you got some question marks now with the Fred injury. I guess I was hoping the toe would be better.
Well, this is Shanahan from yesterday running down the injuries, and listen for when he talked about Purdy.
All right, guys, on the injuries from yesterday, Fred Warner did have fractured, dislocated ankle. His surgery set for tomorrow. Nothing else from the game right now. Updates on players who missed the game. We got Jordan Watkins with his calf, expected to get him back in practice this week. Ricky with his knee, still evaluating it, whether he can come back this week. We'll have to see him on Wednesday. Brock Purdy, similar with his toe. Hopefully he can get back in and do a little bit more this week. Yetur with his hamstring, we'll have to continue to rehab. And our IR guys, Kevin Givens, will continue to practice, and we're expecting to get George Kittle back into practice this week.
All right, so he says Brock Purdy's going to hopefully do a little more this week, but remember, last week he didn't do much at all.
Yeah.
So I'm just interpreting that as he may be more than he may be more than just 5 days away from coming back. But and there it is.
Yeah, real quick, I'll just say this about the 2-for-1, because Mac took a shot. It sounds like we know yesterday Trent Williams told us that in his oblique or his ribs or what have you. So he's dealing with that and the leg issue. But just to touch on what Baldy and Lo Neal talked about, how debilitating this turf toe is, Donnie. I mean, it's so devastating that, you know, Brock is still out with the one injury, which is his toe. But it's that turf toe, which is, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, Donnie, I'm no doctor. It's kind of worse than the two things Mac is dealing with, you know, because Mac can get out there.
Yeah, and I wonder how much, obviously, it's affecting Purdy's mobility, and that's one of the strengths of his game. So if you take that away from him, you know, you're not getting the total Brock Purdy. So.
Have you thought once, had he been under center with his ability to be elusive Brock Purdy, maybe that game goes different?
I don't under, I mean, I don't, I didn't watch that game on Sunday thinking Brock Purdy could have won it.
Mm.
I mean, I guess he might have.
Yeah,
but
I just had the thought.
I mean, the other thing is yeah, Brock's got more mobility, but if the offensive line is playing like it played against Tampa Bay, well, he's going to be running and scrambling, and then he's vulnerable there too. So, that's what the 49ers have to decide. I mean, the problem with playing Brock, if he's not 100%, is you do risk more injury, and not just to the toe, because you're putting him out there and he might not be as fast or as quick as he normally is. And, you know, then he's going to suffer more contact, you would figure.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, and I don't know why I'm acting lightweight surprised, but Stoney, they're about to enter their seventh game, the Niners, and Brock Purdy's played in two of them.
Yep.
And, you know, if he's not able to make Atlanta, and then you just wonder. And, again, I was telling you, hey, I'd keep him on the shelf, and I'm on that. But I guess I want to see his ability to scramble, being that Mac just took 6 sacks, you know, how big of a difference or impact that has on said game.
Yeah. Let's go to Richie Rich is in Livermore.
Uh-oh, Rich.
What's going on, Rich?
What's cracking, fellas? Hear me out, man. This is why – you have to make a move, right? I got a couple reasons why. It can't be aggressive, but this is it. You owe it to the Bulls. You owe it to Fred Warner.
Richie, I'll put you back on.
But he was going to that IOU, Stoney. They owe it to, you know, at the top of my list, it was the OG. You owe it to the whole team, but you know what I mean. McCaffrey and what he's doing and the impact and the pounding he's taking and Trent Williams, you know, how many more years does he have? But again, that goes out the window, and I get somebody could pick up the horn and call me stupid and say, Guru, nobody's wasting capital for the future on something they think might just not be a championship caliber team. Now, how much does Kyle and John want the playoffs, though, Stani? Because right now they're on track, you know?
I mean, playoffs to me are still on the table. Mm-hmm. And again, that's one of the reasons that I would just wait wait a week or two, is because they're in a good spot right now and they wouldn't have to make a move out of desperation or to stay in the race. So that's all I'm saying. Yeah. I would play out Sunday's game, see where we're at. And the reality of the situation is if you've played 9 games by the deadline and that would give you 2 days after the 9th week to make a deal, yes, I do think it's going to matter whether they're 4-5, 5-4, 6-3, or 7-2.
I'm with you.
So that's why I would just be a little bit patient.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mark in San Francisco. Hey, Mark, what's going on, man? Let's go to Richie Rich. Oh, Richie Rich got back. Right. What's up, Richie?
What's up, fellas? So hear me out.
Yeah.
So you owe it to these fellas, right? You owe it to us. You owe it to them because these guys are out there balling out of control. And you don't want to lay down yet. I mean, 4-2 ain't no punk of a record, and you're still a player in it. And if you get, you know, a pass rusher on the edge to help these linebackers, to help these, you know, safeties where you're getting the poor play, to help you get a sack, you're okay. And this is the second thing right here, is that your offense has yet to hum on all cylinders, man, and we're still 4-2. So if you get a healthy Kittle back and you get Pearsall back and it opens it up for CMC and they're putting up 3-4 touchdowns and a couple field goals, you're balling and you're playing with the best of the rest, dog. And you're out there putting 30 points a game. A good offense still beats a good defense. I don't care if defense wins championships, a potent offense puts it down. And the Niners have always had a good offense. Even last year, we couldn't score in the red zone. We work the ball across the field, man. So you owe it to the team. You owe it to everyone to go make a move. I'm not saying go give up a bunch of capital, but the more these bottom feeders like the Giants win, you, it's harder to get Thibodeau, right? So you got to do it now because in 2 or 3 weeks, who the hell knows what's going to happen? It's open in the NFL, man. It's any given Sunday, dog. You go get somebody. You help that defense. You go ball out, and you show everybody it's not over yet, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I hear you. I hear you.
But you got to handle your business, and go ahead.
Well, he said one thing that I disagree with, yeah. And he said, you know, you don't want to lay down. I think he just said lay down as, like, not make a move and just sit tight. They're not going to lay down. They might not be as good as they were, but I don't think...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you.
you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They didn't lay down after the loss of Warner. That game was in the balance, man.
And maybe you see what this team is capable of in the next week or two, and that's when you make your evaluation on whether you think a move is going to be beneficial.
Now, I'm Mr. Optimistic. So, you know, Stoney, a lot's gone on with these injuries in the Niners, but I haven't once thought to myself, I kind of threw it to you a couple times, you know, a month ago, when that day does come, when this team gets whole and then guys keep dropping on the other side of the ball. But we're talking about an offense from the Niners that has not reached 30 points this year, but Kittle's going to help. I'm more excited about Kittle in the run game to see if that helps. But Stoney, you know, what if you don't have Pearsall back, you know, two of the next 3 weeks? Then
you're going to be in trouble.
Right. I mean, look, if you still can win games, but to his thought of, he had me thinking, man, they might get some, what if that day never comes and the deadline comes and goes that you never get to see if you can eclipse 30 and maybe that be, you know, hey, we got the Niners. Okay, defense, bend but don't break. Maybe we could put up 20 if I'm an opposing team, but our offense could get us 30. Like, that day needs to come sooner than later. And when you're playing musical chairs at the quarterback position, it makes it difficult to me.
Mark's in San Francisco wants to talk about where we are offensively. Hey, Mark, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. You know, I think we might be one draft away. I wouldn't give up the draft capital. I think we need to build that offensive line and get a little stronger on offense. I mean, we lost our two best players on defense. I don't know if this is, you know, if this is our season, the way we're going. I just wouldn't give up draft capital the way it looks right now.
Mm. No, I hear you.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Appreciate the call. I mean, there's two, you know, the two extremes would be, well, you got to give up because you don't have them. That's not going to happen. But the other thing is, you know, are there moves out there to be made where you could reinforce this defense to such a degree that you can at least compensate for the losses of Bosa and Warner, but then also not give away the draft picks from this upcoming draft or the next? Like, are there moves out there where they don't have to give up a lot of draft capital? Problem is, those deals probably won't get you a difference maker.
Man, but what if it could, and what if it took Bosa? Like, what if there was a way for you to get Big 98 in Las Vegas, Donnie? And I know not our fans, oh, Guru, you're tripping, you're dreaming, but do you think, you know, obviously he's not available, and why would the Raiders do it? But if he were a part of a package that could net you Big 98 with the Raiders, would you think Niner fans would just pull their hair out, that the Bosa experience in San Francisco would be over, or would you be, is that something you'd be thinking about, especially now with him being hurt the way that he is?
I mean, to me, my first thought is, why would the Raiders trade Max Crosby for Nick Bosa, who's just had his second season-ending injury in, 5 years? Hendrickson in Cincinnati's interesting, but he's a free agent at the end of the year.
There's going to be a line around the corner, I believe, at the deadline if they don't turn it around.
Now, I have no idea, but would there be something where the 49ers could theoretically give up Bosa and a pick or two to get him.
And re-sign him.
And then re-sign him with Bosa's money. And then Cincinnati gets Bosa, who's got a couple more years on his deal. Trades don't seem to happen a lot in the NFL.
And Stoney, you would almost, and I'm just saying this because we talked about it, you, Evan, and I, like, Bosa's getting paid big time, too. 3 more years. Like, who would want to, you got to be at Lawrence Taylor level to me, when we saw you upright and healthy before you got hurt, to take a guy that can't give you any games this year, and like you said, a second season-ending injury in his career.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Once again, Niners 4-2, but they're going to play the rest of the year without Bosa and Fred Warner. How aggressive you want John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan to be? They've got some draft capital in this draft. They've got their top three picks in the next two rounds. I'm sorry, next 2 years. And so would you trade one of those picks to get a player in here that you think will at least maintain to some ability this team's defensive integrity, if you will? I don't know. But that's what John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan have to decide. And Shanahan apparently said yesterday that right now they don't feel urgency to make a move. And that tells me that they want to maybe play it out another week or two. What do you guys say at 888-957-9570 is the number. All right, coming up in 20 minutes, we've got Steve Wyche, who we've had on before. He's great. NFL Network senior national reporter. I guess he's going to be doing the Rams-Jaguars from London on Sunday. And then at 1 o'clock, we got Jeff Chadiha, another senior writer for NFL.com. Also, he does on-air talent for them, Bay Area guy. So we're going to be heavy on Niners today. How aggressive should they be right now, knowing the position they're in with their defense? 888-957-9570.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.